Bowie.
There's never been a better time to be a member of a credit union. The Credit Union of Emporia can help you get the most for your money with lower fees, better rates, and always personalized service. Whether you need a home loan, car loan, or you've been saving for something special, the team at the Credit Union of Emporia is here for you. Stop by 2711 West 15th Avenue, just south of the Flint Hills Mall. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The RV Doc is ready to winterize your RV or fifth wheel. Don't get caught with frozen water lines when the RV Doc is here to help. He'll drain and blow out the lines, as well as remove water filters and add antifreeze. Now is also a great time to take care of any other repairs that may need done. Call the RV Doc for an appointment today. 342-0702. 342-0702. And get winterized.
This is the RV Doc pregame show. It's time for Braden's pregame talk with head coach Evan Burns. Brought to you by the Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person, not an account number.
Braden Brown now joined by Evan Burns, head boys basketball coach for Emporia. Coach, off to a fast start, 2-0. What do you credit the early start to?
Perseverance, you know, keep battling. The other day we shot 23% and we didn't let it phase us. We just kept coming. We kept pushing. We grinded it out. So pretty much got a team filled with competitors and grinders, which is fun to coach.
That Lansing game, 45-44, came down to the wire. Like you were saying, poor shooting in this one. What were the main takeaways going through the tape? What'd you learn after kind of seeing it for a second or third time?
I thought, you know, we could have got the ball swung a little bit better in the first half on our offense. I think that could maybe give us a better rhythm on the offensive side. But I just saw, you know, two teams, you know, a boxing match, punch for punch, and just having, just willing to win, you know. So I was very pleased with the boys doing that.
Both games last week, very different games. So what have you been able to learn about your team with, you know, a high scoring affair that you guys kind of ran away with, and then something like this, like a rock fight?
Yeah. The first game, you know, what I liked about what we, on how we played, we dominated. We didn't play down to their level. We played it to our level the entire 32 minutes. And the Lansing game, I thought they were more athletic than us. I thought they were bigger across the board. And, you know, I thought, like I said, we grinded it out, you know, with the poor shooting. We didn't let it phase us. We just kept pushing away, and you know, eventually we broke through, you know, with some good lucky calls, some good lucky plays down the stretch. I thought it worked out how it's supposed to work out.
Very busy week this week with the Paul Terry Classic going on in Emporia. What does it mean to you to be able to coach and be associated with something like this?
Oh, it's special. Oh my gosh. Like, you think about, Paul Terry and the history behind that, breaking the color barrier and everything else like that. Like, how special, you know, that's history. And to be at Emporia, to have it happen here, I mean, it's really speechless. It's just a huge honor to be part of it. And, you know, these boys are looking forward to, you know, playing their best, knowing what it means to them and what it means overall. So overall, it's one of those things, like, what high school out there has that type of history that they can stand on? And I think here in Emporia, that's what makes it so special, that deep root of history.
Spartans have done really well in the Classic the last 3 years, winning the last three Classics. What is it going to take, you know, the next three games to be able to do that again this year?
Not looking too far ahead, just looking at tonight's game. Let's just take it game by game, and well, really day by day, practice by practice. But I think we're ready for tonight. I think we're prepared for Spring Hill. So I think, you know, just taking care of business tonight, and just really when tip-off happens, just take a possession at a time and not look forward to anything else.
What have you been able to learn about the Broncos?
They got a couple good players. They got one of the better, Jackson Bruce, one of the better 5A players out there. So we know that we needed to contain him. And I think we have a good game plan in store for that. They're well coached. And they're in good position on defense. But there's loopholes we found that we think we know we can attack tonight, which we will. And then I think if we can get them in early foul trouble, I think we'll be okay. I think getting to their bench is one of their weaknesses. So I think, you know, if we can, you know, get them subbing early, I think we can go on a good run. So that's kind of the way we kind of want to manage it tonight.
You may have just alluded to my next question, but what is it going to take to pick up the win tonight?
Definitely, you know, we play defense like we did Friday night, I think we'd be okay. But, you know, that takes a lot of energy, so we got to do that. We got to shoot better than 23%, so we got back to work on offensive things last night in practice and the small details and just sharpening that up a little bit. Definitely got a lot of shots up last night. So putting the ball in the bucket, especially when we're 3 feet around the rim, finishing, and just making sure, you know, play together as a unit and just keep sharing that ball.
Good luck tonight, Coach.
Hey, thank you.
This has been the Evan Burns Show, brought to you by Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person, not an account number. Coming up next, a breakdown of tonight's matchup as the RV Doc pregame show continues. This is Emporia High Spartan Basketball.
The RV Doc is ready to winterize your RV or fifth wheel. Don't get caught with frozen water lines when the RV Doc is here to help. He'll drain and blow out the lines, as well as remove water filters and add antifreeze. Now is also a great time to take care of any other repairs that may need done. Call the RV Doc for an appointment today. 342-0702. 342-0702. And get winterized.
There's never been a better time to be a member of a credit union. The Credit Union of Emporia can help you get the most for your money with lower fees, better rates, and always personalized service. Whether you need a home loan, car loan, or you've been saving for something special, the team at the Credit Union of Emporia is here for you. Stop by 2711 West 15th Avenue, just south of the Flint Hills Mall. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Welcome back to Emporia High as we get ready for the boys contest in night number one of the Paul Terry Classic. Final game of the day, but there's still plenty of action throughout the rest of this week right here inside Spartan Gymnasium in Emporia, as there will be four more games on Friday and four games on Saturday, and we'll have all of the Emporia games for you here on the KVOE network. Tonight's game, obviously, you're listening to it right now on KVOE. We'll also be on KVOE on Friday night. And then Saturday afternoon, we should be on Mix 104.9, as we'll have the Jayhawks and the Wildcats both playing college basketball on Saturday. But we're getting ready for Emporia and Spring Hill here. Should be a tightly contested game here. Again, Jackson Bruce is the guy to eye in on for the Broncos. Close to an all-state performer, and he's got some high expectations for this year, but Emporia's got their own guy that has some big goals for this year, as Rylan Crow. We'll see what he's able to do tonight. He was able to connect on three threes the other night, so we'll see if he's able to find the three-point shot again, and we'll see if the offense is able to get more shots to fall, as it was a very difficult offensive night. We're just chatting with head coach Evan Burns about that. Team shooting in the low 20%. You're not going to win too many games when you do that, and luckily they were able to survive Lansing. Another quick timeout, and then we'll get you ready for the tip-off of tonight's game, and we'll get you the starting lineup shortly. You're listening to Spartans Basketball on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations. Champions Landing, not a club, not private, not some exclusive place. Champs is here for you. Everyone is welcome. Champs Landing, 1801 Rural. And by Napa Auto Parts. Good luck to all the hardworking athletes from the experts at Napa Auto Parts, located at 810 Industrial Road.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Pizza Ranch. It's buffet done your way with pizza, chicken, desserts, and more. There's so much to love at Pizza Ranch, 3000 West 18th Avenue. Go Spartans! Shelter Insurance, for auto, home, life, or business insurance, see shelter agent Kelly Medrano at 722 West 6th Avenue. And by Network Computer Solutions, empowering your IT success since 1996. Visit onncs.com to learn more.
Spartan Sports, brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. Good's Cash Saver, home of fresh cut meat, triple inspected produce, big selections, and great value. Remember, get it at Good's. And by Long Vine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by LongVineAuto.com.
Emporia High Spartan Sport, brought to you by Sports Connection at 2721 West 15th Street, serving Emporia High Spartans for over 41 years. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial Street in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish the Emporia High Spartans good luck. And by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
Tip-off coming up shortly here on KVOE, but before we get you there, let's learn about tonight's starting lineups, brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union. For your Spartans, Harry Trelk, the junior, that is 6'1". Tanner Seidel, the senior, that is 6'2". Cohen Bloomquist, the junior, that is 6'1". Rylan Crowell, the senior, that is 6'1". Tarek Franklin, the junior, that is 6'5". Now for Spring Hill, it will be Henry Barnett, a junior, that's 6'1". Jackson Bruce, a junior, that's 6'4". Jordan Miller, a senior, that's 6'3". Eli Hedrick, a junior, that's 6'1". And Brooks Bayer, a junior, that is 6'2". Head coach for the Broncos is Connor Beckard. It's Evan Burns for your Spartans. So we are ready for the final game of day one at the Paul Terry Classic. It's going to be Franklin meeting in the middle here, as he will be going up against Bruce. Ball is up and in the air. It will be won by Bruce. And get ready for defense, Spartans fans. Left to right on your radio dial, it is the Broncos ball. Looking for a screen is Bruce. He's dribbling up top. He's guarded by Franklin. Passes it down low. That's going to be Barnett back up top. And losing the ball, poked away by Franklin for a second, but then Bruce gets the ball right back. Bruce working on the perimeter. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Miller gets his first touch. Back to Bruce. Bruce, a deep three, and he knocks it in. It could be a long night if he's making those. 3-0 Spring Hill, early advantage. First 40 seconds of the game, Emporia gets the ball over to Crowell. Crowell on the perimeter, he's double-teamed, loses the ball, taken away in transition. Bayer gets to the cup, no good, but he is fouled. So Bayer, the junior, that is 6'2", will be shooting a couple of free throws. So first time Emporia had the ball, they committed a turnover. White unis tonight for Emporia. Spartans across their chest in black font with red numbers. Purple tops and bottoms for Spring Hill. yellow. Spring Hill and numbers for them as Bayer misses the first free throw here. 7-11 to go in our first quarter, just underway for our boys contest. Second shot is good by Bayer, so he goes 1-for-2. 4-point lead for Spring Hill. Trek bringing the ball up the floor, gets it to Crowell, gets a screen at the free throw line, down low Franklin, he throws it in the corner. Bloomquist for a three, won't go. Offensive rebound by Franklin. Trelk wants a triple, no luck that time, but he gets his own rebound and he'll shoot it again and he knocks it down. That's our first John Newland three-pointer of our boys contest, and it's 4-3. Quickly down the floor, Bloomquist playing some great defense, and he knocks the ball out of bounds off of Bruce, and it will be Emporia basketball. Down one with the ball. Trelk has it up top, gets it to Crowell. Crowell on the perimeter, finds Franklin top of the key, left side. Trelk with a touch to Bloomquist. Crowell down low Franklin. Franklin working against Bayer. Trelk on the perimeter. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Franklin comes up to set a screen. Trelk looks to drive. Tosses it to Crowell. Corner three. Has his shot blocked. Crowell gets the shot back. Throws it to Seidel. Seidel looking to drive. Now Trelk. Four on the shot clock. Does he realize? Franklin up top. He'll try a three. Can't bank in that time. Not a great shot. Franklin put in a bad spot that time. Quickly down the floor. Miller has it. Miller averaged nearly four assists a game as a junior. Dishes it off to Hedrick. Hedrick looking to drive now in the corner. Miller with a touch, trying to skip it into the corner to Barnett. It's knocked out of bounds by Seidel that time, and it will stay here. Just over 2 minutes have been played tonight. Emporia Trail Spring Hill 4-3. Hedrick dribbling on the perimeter, throws it into the near corner. That's Barnett, and we have a cleanup in the post. And it's going to be a whistle against the Spartan. We're going to get Crowell for that one. That's the first foul against him. Crowell's battled foul trouble in the first two wins of the season. Quick pass into Bayer. Now it's up top in the hands of Miller. Hedrick. Hedrick double team. Dumps it down low to Bayer. Layup won't go. Franklin with the rebound, and he's going to throw it out of bounds off of Bayer. And it is Spartan basketball. 4-3, 5:30 to go in our first quarter. You're listening to Spartans basketball on KVOE. Girls fell earlier tonight, 59-48. Trelk bringing the ball up the floor. Gets a screen by Franklin. Now he's looking to drive. Dishes in the corner. Seidel for three. Halfway down and out. Franklin gets the offensive rebound. Throws it up top to Trelk. Now Crowell with a touch. Brand new shot clock. No reason to be in a hurry. Franklin, top of the key. He's looking to drive, spin, move. And there's going to be a holding foul. Bayer's going to be tagged for that one, the first by him. And Trelk inbounding underneath his own basket. Quick toss in up top to Crowell, and he's going to be fouled immediately. That's going to be our second foul of the night against Spring Hill. And this one they're going to call against Miller. EHS will be inbounding in front of the student section. Nice contingent of Spring Hill fans here. A lot of purple to my left. Trelk has it, looking to drive, gets into the lane, floater too strong, gets his own rebound. Second effort, his shot's blocked by Miller. Out of bounds off of that purple we've been talking about. And Trelk will be inbounding underneath his own basket. Trelk the trigger, quick toss into Bloomquist. Couldn't go up for the shot there. Tosses it to Crowell. Crowell dribbling on the perimeter. Thought about a three. Skips it over to Trelk on the perimeter. 25 on the shot clock. Trelk calling for a screen by Franklin. Now he's looking to drive. Free throw line jumper. Left it a little short, but he gets the home roll off the rim. And it goes in. Trelk has all five for Emporia. Currently on a 5-0 run are the Spartans. Quickly down the floor, Hedrick tries a three and he answers, and he gives Spring Hill the bat. Strelka has the ball, looking to drive, and he's going to be fouled on his way to the cup. Third team foul against Spring Hill. First foul called against Hedrick. Brayden Brenner, the senior, that's 5'10", and Grant Gebhardt, the junior, that's 6'2", coming into the game. Trelk's going to get free for a three, but he missed it wide right. Battle for the rebound. Bloomquist comes away with it, and then we got a whistle. Fouls piling up against the Broncos. That's now four of them.
Spring Hill fouls called on Brayden Brenner. His first personal, 14 fouls.
They're going to get Brenner for that one. First against him. Chase Harrington and Maddox Shively coming in for the first time tonight. Quick pass in. They find Franklin. Hands it off to Trelk, who tries a three. Won't go. In transition, Bruce pushing the ball. Hands it off. Runner in the lane. Will not go. That was Brenner that time. Rebound, Brenner picks it up and he lays it in. 4-point lead for Spring Hill. 9-5, 3:40 to go in the first. Trelk hands it off to Crowell. Crowell to Shively. Shively on the perimeter, dumps it down low to Harrington. He's free underneath the basket, layup's good. The senior that's 6'3" gets free for a second and he cuts it to two. Crowell deflects the pass, comes away with it to Shively, but then Shively falls down and loses it. Couldn't complete the turnover there and pushing it offensively. Spring Hill gets the ball back. Bruce working up top, gets it to Brenner. Bruce, deep left wing three, and he knocks it down. He likes that spot. He's already made two from there. 5-point lead for SH. Trelk taking his time, bringing it across half court. Gets it over to Crowell, who wasn't looking at first. Luckily, he turned his head in time. Harrington, top of the key. Left side Trelk, down low Shively. Shively trying to back down Brenner, has his pocket picked, and that's a turnover by Emporia. Quickly up the floor. Hedrick has it at the free throw line, over to Bruce. Bruce from that deep left wing where he's already hit two threes. They skip it to the right side to Gebhardt. Free throw line jumper, and he knocks it down. Coach Burns wants to talk about things as his team trails by seven. We'll be back in 30 seconds. 14-7, Emporia trails on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Nextech Wireless, the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Black Creek Diesel and Automotive, 3105 West 6th Avenue, proud to serve the area's automotive, diesel, and heavy equipment repair needs. And by Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number.
2:21 to go in our first quarter. Spring Hill leads Emporia 14-7. Coach Burns using his first timeout of the game, not liking what he is seeing, as his club is currently being outscored 11-3 the last few minutes. It is Spartan basketball. Harrington inbounds to Crowell as he brings the ball up the floor, looking like a 1-2-2 zone. Trelk has it on the perimeter. Throws it to Harrington, over to Franklin, who gets free, but he missed the layup. Good job cutting towards the basket that time, but no points to show for it. Quickly up the floor, Bruce has it, guarded closely by Trelk. Dishes it towards the right wing to Beck. Skips it to the corner, now right back to Bruce. Bruce looking to drive against Trelk. Dodson with his first touch as he just checked in the game. Runner in the lane, he knocks it down. The sophomore, that's 5'9", is able to beat Franklin that time. 9-point lead. Crowell has it. Now over to Trelk, back to Crowell. Harrington on the baseline. He looks to drive. Goes up against a double team, loses the ball on the way up. 80 seconds to go in our opening quarter. Dodson in the far corner. Dribbles up top. Gets it over to Gebhardt. Now it's right side in the hands of Bruce. over to Brenner. Dotson with the touch. Good ball movement here for the Broncos. Bruce has it on the perimeter, looking to attack Franklin. Dishes it over to Brenner. Brenner drives and has a shot blocked by Franklin. Good defense to come over and help out Shively that time. With 5 seconds on the shot clock, Dotson will be inbounding underneath his own basket. Emporia keeping six guys out on the floor, and now they finally get Trelk out of there after quick substitutions as Seidel and Blomquist come back into the ballgame. Quick toss into Bruce. Bruce working against Crowell. He'll pass it out, trying to beat the buzzer. They will, and Gebhardt banks in a three. 19-7. Blomquist gets it over to Harrington. Over to Crowell, top of the key for three, and he answers with one of his own. First points for Crowell. Quickly up the floor, Beck has it with the shot clock turned off. Over to Dotson in between the circles, guarded closely by Shively. Sticking in front of him, not giving him any space. 15 on their first quarter. Miller guarded by Crowell. Deep in the perimeter. Clock's running down to 7. Bruce with the touch. Passes it off to Brenner, who shoots a 3. Won't go, and we're going to have... Say the ball hit one of the wires above the basket, so it's going to be out of bounds, and it will be Emporia basketball with 2.2 seconds. So Emporia will have to go the full length of the court with 2.2 seconds trying to cut into this 9-point hole. Harrington, the inbounder. Bad pass is going to be picked off at half court. Shooting it from there is going to be Gebhardt, and it will not go. Spring Hill takes a 19-10 lead after our first 8 minutes here on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by ESB Financial. They understand small business because they work with them every day. From loans to treasury management, their team is here to help you grow. Learn more at esbfinancial.com. And by Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive, your complete service stop. Online at thurstonsplusautobody.com. Thurston's Plus, a proud supporter of Emporia High Sports. Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by J.M. Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician who believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle. And by Marshall Bedliners. Every truck needs a liner. Get yours at Marshall Bedliners, 5 miles north of Emporia. Call 620-757-5478.
We are 8 minutes into tonight's game. Spring Hill with a 9-point lead, 19-10. A big part of that was a 16-3 run midway through the quarter, as it was 4-3. Emporia was leading, but now they trail by 9. 8 minutes to go in our second quarter as we get ready for quarter number 2. Student section starting to fill out, and a lot of the girls that were just playing earlier tonight are rooting on the boys. Crowell pushing the ball up the floor. Gets it to Blomquist, top of the key, over to Seidel. Corner three, can't get it to go. Offensive rebound by Franklin. He's been a beast on the board so far tonight. Trelk dribbling on the E logo as Emporia's back to their starting lineup. Trelk looking to drive, throws it in the corner to Seidel. Up top, Blomquist. In between the circles, high post now, Franklin. Franklin looking to go to work. Lowers his shoulder, gets all the way to the rim, and he scoops it in. First points of the night for Franklin, cuts it to 7. Full court pressure being shown now, breaking the press, but they're going to say they stepped on the sideline, and that's going to be a turnover as Bruce that time had his foot on the line. 7:16 to go in quarter number 2. Crowell brings it across half court, gets it over to Seidel, working on the far side. Man-to-man defense here. Franklin to Crowell on the left wing, 25 on the shot clock. Crowell, jab step, up top, Bloomquist, now Seidel, Trelk. Trelk, far corner, dumps it down low to Franklin, working against Bayer, lowering his shoulder, gets it to Crowell, who tries the three, off back iron, rebound goes to Bayer, one and done for Emporia that time. Burns calling for a trap here. Defense can't get there in time. Breaking the pressure. Miller has it. Skips it. Now down low to Bayer. Working against Seidel. Lowers his shoulder. Goes right at him. Franklin gets the defensive rebound, and we're going to have a foul battling for that rebound. They're going to get Bayer for that foul. That's the second against him. Bloomquist going to get a breather here as Harrington comes back in for Emporia. Spartans in no hurry here as Crowell brings the ball across half court, looking for a screen by Franklin. He passes it to Harrington, who pump fakes a three, dumps it down low to Franklin, who's double teamed, and he gets through it, misses the layup, gets his own rebound, loses the ball on the way up, and Franklin's going to be shooting some free throws. Franklin hit a layup just a little bit ago. One for two from the free throw line in the last game against Lansing, and he knocks down the first one here. He had a total of 8 points in the contest against Lansing. He's up to three right now. A couple of minutes into our second. Second free throw also good by Franklin. Cuts it to a 5-point game. Emporia scoring the first 7 points in this quarter. Bruce has it, driving towards the basket. He loses it on the way there as Trelk picked it off. Three on three, break. In transition, Franklin lays it in. 3-point game. 19-16. And again, showing pressure is Emporia. Breaking the press. They're going to try and get the ball down low, and jumping the passing lane that time is Seidel. He deflects it, and it goes out of bounds. McCormick was trying to get it down low that time, but he never got it there. Hedrick, the inbounder, underneath his own basket, tosses it up to Bruce. Far corner now, McCormick. Spin move, guarded closely there by Seidel. It's Barnett with a touch. He'll try a right wing three, and did Crowell block that? No, they're going to say he just airballed it all the way, and that will be Spartan basketball, chance to tie this game. 9-0 run to start the quarter. Crowell bringing the ball up the floor. Crowell looking to drive. On his way to the rim, he starts to pass and he draws a foul. McCormick's going to be called for that one. That's the first against him, third against Spring Hill. Trelk is the trigger man underneath his own basket. Somebody's got to help him out. He dishes in the corner to Crowell. Crowell begins the dribble. Looking like man-to-man defense here. Crowell, step back three. Halfway down and out. And a bad foul there by Franklin, trying to go for the rebound after Bruce already had it. And that's going to be the first one against Franklin. 5:14 to go in the second. Half-court trapping defense here shown by the Spartans. As they get to half-court, they're going to pass the ball away to Gebhards. Gebhards, extra pass, and it's a beautiful floater fading away by McCormick. And that's the first points by Spring Hill in the quarter. Quickly up the floor, Trelk has it now. Harrington with a touch down low. Franklin wasn't looking for the pass, and then he's going to commit a foul after he couldn't catch the ball. That's back-to-back quick fouls by Franklin. .448 to go in the second quarter. Franklin goes to the bench. Bloomquist, Trelk, Crowell, Harrington, and Seidel on the floor for Emporia. Trapping defense. Dotson gets the ball up ahead. Now Gebhards with the touch. They break the pressure. Now Bruce on the perimeter to Gebhards. Bruce on the volleyball line. Wouldn't be surprised if he shot one from out here in the game. Still working on that volleyball line against Bloomquist. Dribble handoff to Dodson. Dodson throws it down low to Gebhardt, who loses his dribble off his own foot, out of bounds. Emporia basketball. 21-16, 4:20 to go in our second quarter. Make sure you stick around for the Longbine Auto halftime show. Crowell has it, pushing the ball up the floor, has it poked away from behind. Luckily, it rolls right to Trelk. And the Spartans can take their time setting up offensively. 25 on the shot clock. Trelk calling for a screen, gets it over to Bloomquist. Now Crowell. Crowell guarded by Bruce there. Up top, Seidel over to Trelk, far corner. Thought about a three, down low Harrington. He dribbles into a double teamed. He goes up for the shot and he banks it in. 4 points by Harrington, all off the bench tonight. It's a 3-point game. Dodson bringing the ball up the floor, gets it up ahead to Barnett. Barnett on the right wing goes up top to Bruce. Bruce looking to drive. Touch for McCormick. Up top now, Bruce. Dodson. Bruce on the perimeter, calling for a screen, guarded by Harrington, deep two, jumper won't go, rebound by Crowell, brings the ball up the floor, and now he slows things down, calling for a screen by Harrington, good screen, gets it over to Harrington, runner in the lane, it rolls in, and he's fouled. Harrington going to the charity stripe, trying to convert and tie this game. First foul against Barnett. That's going to be the fourth team foul against Spring Hill. And Harrington trying to convert here. Senior hasn't shot many free throws this season. It is a young season, after all. Lone free throw attempt is up, and it's good. We are tied at 21. 3 minutes to go in our first half. Bruce throws the ball up ahead. It's going to be knocked away by Harrington, and then it goes off of Barnett, and it will be Emporia basketball. Chance to have their first lead since it was 4-3. Crowell goes left side. Shively down low, Bloomquist. To Trelk, thought about a three on the far wing. Trelk calling for a screen by Harrington. And Trelk's going to draw a foul, and he's going to be shooting some free throws as they're in the bonus. Second foul against Barnett. Trying to give Emporia the lead is Trelk. 5 points so far tonight. Give him six after he makes that free throw. 22-21. Trelk goes through the motion. Second free throw off front iron. And Harrington's going to save the rebound out to midcourt, and Crowell tracks it down. Emporia, chance to extend this lead even more. Shively with the touch on the left wing. Up top, Harrington. Over to Crowell. Down low to Bloomquist. Gets by his defender, and he lays it in. First points of the night for Cohen Bloomquist. And the lead is 3 for Emporia. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll be back in 30 on KVOE.
Spartan Sports, brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home. The staff at Roberts Blue Barnett hopes you're enjoying the game. Roberts Blue Barnett, serving Emporia since 1928 with dignity and honor. Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu. And by Pete Euler, for great service and great rates, see State Farm agent Pete Euler.
Emporia currently on a 17-2 run to take a 3-point advantage, 2:22 to go in our second quarter. It is Spring Hill basketball. And again, Emporia showing this full court pressure. Dodson in the backcourt is going to dribble past it, driving towards the rim. He's going to pass the ball away. And going up for a layup is Brenner. Shot is no good. And there's going to be an offensive foul. Foul goes against Dodson. Approaching 2 minutes to go in our first half. Crowell dribbling on the E logo at midcourt, calling for a screen from Harrington. Gets it to Trelt. Corner three. Back iron too strong. Offensive rebound by Crowell. And he's going to dish it off to Trelt, who draws a foul, and he'll be shooting two more free throws. Foul goes against Hendrick, the second against him. Trelk 1-for-2 from the free throw line tonight. And the first free throw is good. Sophomore Beck, that's 5'11", checks into the ball game as Hedrick goes to the bench for the visitors. Trout goes 2-for-2 as he knocks down the second one. It's a 5-point lead, the largest Emporia's had in this game. Quickly up the floor, Gebhardt has it on the perimeter. Guarded there by Shively, who picks his pocket, looking to go coast to coast, and he has his shot blocked from behind, but he's fouled, and Shively's going to be shooting two. Great defense there by the senior to force the takeaway. Five-foot-eight senior at the line, hits the first free throw. First points for Maddox tonight. Leeds has grown to 6. Second free throw, back iron too strong, so 1-for-2 that time. But Shively's going to dive for the ball, come away with it, and now everybody's on the floor looking for it. And there's a whistle. Haven't seen the call yet from the referee. It's going to be a jump ball. Possession favors Spring Hill. But great effort there by Emporia. So the next time there's a jump ball, it will be Spartan basketball. Bruce has it, and he's going to be fouled at half court as Shively put his hands on Bruce. Bruce hit 2 threes in our first quarter, but he's been held scoreless in our second quarter. 128. Emporia up 6 and throwing the ball in. They're trying to get it to Bruce, and it's deflected out by Crowell. Good defense there by Crowell. Beck tosses it in, and he throws it away. Bloomquist has it, but then he gives the ball right back. Beck pushing the ball up the floor, throws it into the corner. Brenner thought about the three. He drives instead, misses the layup, and a battle for the rebound, and there's going to be a foul against Harrington. That's the first against Harrington. Sanderson trying to inbound the ball. He tosses it into Dubert, who's going to draw a foul. Was he shooting? It doesn't matter because this is bonus. So Duber's got 2 free throws coming up. The first one is good. Sophomore that is 6'3". That's the second foul tonight against Harrington. So we'll see Micah Gray check in for the first time. The junior that is 5'10". Second free throw up, rims around and goes in, so 2-for-2 that time. Emporia up 4. Crowell has it, calling for a screen. Passes it out to Trelk in the corner, who drives baseline. Skips it over to Shively for 3. And it goes in, and there's a foul. 3-ball corner pocket, and we got a chance for a 4-point try here as Shively had his legs taken out from underneath him. So one more free throw coming up for the senior. He's 1 for 2 from there tonight. And back iron won't go. Full court pressure being shown once again. Beck breaks the pressure, gets all the way underneath the rim, then he loses the ball. Brenner has it, who's double teamed. He throws it away. Trelk pushing in transition all the way to the rim, and he lays it in. 32-23. Emporia Surrender just 4 points in this quarter. Brenner on the far side fakes a three. Shot clock is turned off. Now Beck with a touch. Bruce taking his time, setting up something here offensively, calling for a screen. Awfully close to an offensive foul there, lowering his shoulder into Shively. He'll pass it over to Sanderson, who misses the three, and Shively comes down with a rebound, and that is how our first half comes to a close. Emporia 32, Spring Hill 23 at half. What a turnaround there. Emporia scoring 25 points in the quarter, outscoring Spring Hill 25-4. We'll be back after a quick timeout. You're listening to Emporia High Basketball on KVOE.
At Longvine Auto Plaza in Emporia, the red tag savings are heating up on new Chevy models. Get $8,500 off MSRP on a 2025 Chevy Silverado 1500 LT Trail Boss Crew Cab, or get 0% for 36 months. Check out our great selection of new models in stock. Don't wait another day for red tag year-end savings. Come in today to Longvine Auto Plaza in Emporia. Visit us 24-7 at longvineauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. Prices plus TTNF. Finance rates with approved credit. All rebates assigned.
The office renovations at Toso Family Eye Care have come a long way this fall, now offering an updated look and more space to better serve their patients. Some new features include enhanced exam and diagnostic rooms, as well as an expanded optical area. It's been a process, but one well worth it. Still providing the best in eye care services while now providing a